This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In 1997, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration legalized those direct-to-consumer advertisements we see on TV, hear on commercial radio, and see in print or on social media. Advertising drugs directly to consumers is only permitted in the U.S. and New Zealand. Other nations have avoided this slippery slope of marketing products. So these drugs advertised to the public, or for that matter to doctors, is more than just annoying. Advertisements often promote drugs that have no clear benefit. They often mislead the public, and they make the doctor-patient relationship more difficult. A week doesn't go by that a patient doesn't ask me about some drug they've seen advertised. Then I need to explain why the drug is being promoted in the first place, why the advertisement isn't really accurate, and why it would not benefit them. Well, a recent study in JAMA looked at 81 top marketed drugs to the public. They then looked for independent studies suggesting the drug had a strong benefit, meaning it would lead to at least a moderate improvement in a clinical condition compared to an existing drug. Well, fewer than one-third of the advertised drugs met the criteria of a strong benefit. Spending on direct-to-consumer advertising has ballooned to well over $7 billion. And that spending is not coming from shareholders' pockets. It comes from the prices we pay for drugs, which are the highest in the world. Prices of drugs that are advertised to the public are more than 7 times higher than drugs that are not advertised. One study showed that for every $1,000 spent on drug ads, 24 new patients started the drug. Well, all of this contributes to the national mistrust of the pharmaceutical industry. There are plenty of reasons for that mistrust, including how marketing COVID vaccines have made huge profits, the outlandish pricing of insulin, and the recent marketing of new drugs that have dubious value for conditions like Alzheimer's disease. The irony is that while advertisements clearly increase sales, studies do not show they improve health outcomes, nor do ads reduce disease stigma, drive patients to treat disease at an earlier stage, or provide accurate, honest patient education. A study in the Journal of General Internal Medicine looked at broadcast advertising and found that most ads didn't even comply with FDA guidelines around discussing risks, and that images often used in advertisements provided subliminal messages that were very different than the spoken word. Clearly, drug marketing is a revenue-generated business. The company's bottom lines are not health, but profit. But this isn't really fair, because a huge amount of research on new drugs comes from federally funded research. Pharma then picks up the ball and completes the drug testing and the manufacturing. But the public, who funds the basic research, doesn't benefit as drug companies make enormous profits. The least we can do is change policy so that only drugs that have been shown to have a strong clinical benefit can be promoted to the public. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.